The organization Black Lives Matters have been very critical of the founders of America. But interestingly, it turns out that a lot of the people involved in the organization Black Lives Matters actually seem to be doing quite well, even though on the one hand they espouse socialistic and communist principles and they eschew capitalism, and on the other hand they're doing quite well financially. In fact, Dr. Paul Kanger of Grove City College, author of many important books, wrote an article recently called Mansion Marxists. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Dr. Kanger, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Jerry. Thanks.
Sure. Now, first of all, we would all agree, well, maybe not everybody would agree, but I believe we all should agree that black lives do matter. But the organization leaves a lot to be desired when you actually, you know, look at it closely. In fact, what are your thoughts in terms of Black Lives Matters as an organization in terms of what they think about the founding fathers and the founding of America in general?
Well, I focus more on the leader, the founder. In fact, she's now the ex-leader, and that's Patrice Cullors. And Cullors is spelled C-U-L-L-O-R-S, but it's pronounced Cullors. And she's the one, Jerry, who kind of infamously said, she said, we, meaning herself and co-founder Alicia Garza, she said, we are trained Marxists. She said, we are super versed in ideological theories. So she is, and you know, her website that she designed for Black Lives Matter had language on it such as abolish the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. And I see that in the guidelines that BLM has put out just this week for Black History Month that they're sending to public schools to teach about Black history. They've reincorporated that phrase, Western prescribed nuclear family structure, which is interesting because they had actually scrubbed that from the BLM website about a year ago. I wrote a piece for the American Spectator called BLM's Reversed Marxist Makeover, where I said, wow, they must have gotten the memo that Americans don't like Marxism, including Black Americans, right, including Martin Luther King Jr., because they've taken, fortunately, good, right, they've taken some of this Marxist junk off their website. But that whole Western prescribed nuclear family structure thing is back now all of a sudden. And ironically, it's there after Cullors has been kicked out of the organization because of her spending spree. And allegations that that she had possibly taken too much money from the organizations. No one is sure where she's getting all of her money. So there's a lot of internal stuff going on with BLM right now. White liberals might not be concerned about any of this, but the black folks inside BLM are very concerned about it, and they're very troubled by Patrice Cullors and some of what she's said and done.
And I understand that one of the things that they purchased recently is an old headquarters, and this is in Canada, and it used to be the headquarters of the Communist Party. That's just kind of delicious irony, in effect.
Yeah, it really is. They just purchased this 10,000-square-foot, $6.3 million, lovely mansion with big red doors on the front of it.
No irony there.
Yeah, that's right. And it just happens to be the former Communist Party headquarters there in Toronto, which is just an amazing thing. I mean, you just can't believe that. But involved in that was Patrice Cullors' wife. Her name is Janaya Khan, and she is she goes by the they pronouns. Patrice refers to her not as a she or he, but as a they. A lot of what Patrice Cullors does is not just heavy on the racial side, but she's really into gender theory. So critical theory involving critical race theory, critical gender theory, heavily into LGBTQ kind of sexual activism. So, her wife, her spouse, is part of that. And this comes after revelations about a year ago that Patrice Cullors had purchased three or four properties worth over $3 million. By the way, all in very heavy white areas, which is ironic because she's pushed from the beginning, and BLM still does this Buy Black campaign. They just did this Black Christmas campaign condemning what they call white supremacist capitalism. They say capitalism doesn't love black people. Imagine that, right? Of course, Patrice seems to love capitalism, and capitalism seems to love her. But one of the properties that she looked at was a beachfront in the Bahamas, where her neighbors would not have been the proletariat, but Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods. So that's why I refer to her as a mansion Marxist. And that, you know, as you know, Jerry, spending time on this issue of communism, the stuff you did with the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, so many of these Marxists live that way. You know, Fidel Castro died worth $900 million.
Wow.
You know, while everybody else in Cuba was made $120 a year, mandated by the state. Soviets with their dachas on the Black Sea. Xi Jinping and the Chinese leadership are multimillionaires, if not billionaires. So for these Marxists, Marxism is always about the ruled, right? Not the rulers. It's not for the rulers, right? It's for the ruled. It's always for the masses, not the masters.
Wow. Going back to the Black Lives Matters, after this lady went ahead and bought all these different mansions, somebody said, well, I know what BLM stands for now, buy luxurious mansions, you know, and that kind of joke. Joke, though, resonates in light of this kind of hypocrisy. I remember my wife used to talk about sofa socialists, or there was the old phrase limousine leftists and so forth.
Right. But, champagne socialists.
Yeah.
That was another one. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they're guilty of it. And here again, in defense of the wider organization of BLM, Hawk Newsom, who is the head of BLM Greater New York, he's been super critical of Patrice Cullors and said, you know, if you're going to go around calling yourself a socialist, you can't do things like this. So they eventually pushed her out of the organization. At one point, she headed the BLM Global Network Foundation. And you know, that organization now, as far as I can tell, is quite literally leaderless. She's no longer executive director. I don't know that they even have an executive director. So for all those Americans, especially, you know, a lot of white liberals, religious left Christians, who wrote checks to BLM to the tune of $90 million
wow.
in donations in 2020 alone. This is a scandal to find out
yeah.
how much of that went to Patrice. What did she do with it? How much hypocrisy is she guilty of here? So this is a major problem for BLM, and they realize it, even if white liberals don't.
You know what's so sad, Paul, is here we live in America, and for all of its warts and all the historical problems we've had, it's still a fact that a lot of people from around the world are willing to come to America, in some cases even to risk their lives. And what is it that makes America great? Well, it isn't these kinds of Marxist ideas. It was, you know, the Judeo-Christian views of those who built this country. Again, they had flaws and so forth, but the foundation itself is so great. The Constitution has given us a stability in the last 240 years or so. So it's like, how come people don't realize this? A lot of Americans almost appreciate the Marxist heroes and heroines more than they do the founding fathers of America.
Well, and America was not created in 1619, right? The 1619 Project. It was created in 1776. And what Abraham Lincoln did, read the Gettysburg Address 47 years ago, 1863, that takes you right back to 1776.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking the promise of the Declaration, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and giving liberty to truly all Americans, including black Americans. So it was the vision of the founders in 1776 that has allowed black people in America to succeed in an incredible way. I mean, I think the success story of black Americans is one of the most remarkable success stories in history. This idea from BLM, capitalism doesn't love black people. Really? Tell that to Oprah Winfrey,
yeah.
right? Tell that to the late Michael Jackson. Tell that to, my buddy Patrick Mahomes, who beat my Pittsburgh Steelers a few weeks ago, who signed a contract, you know, for like $300 million to play football, right? All the black athletes, entertainers out there, businessmen, businesswomen, who've done incredibly well through capitalism. The only color that capitalism recognizes is green, Jerry, right? but these people, this is what happens when you bring something toxic and divisive like Marxism into civil rights where it doesn't belong. Get it out of there. I wrote a piece for our Institute for Faith and Freedom website called Teach MLK, Not CRT. You know, you want to teach about black people and their achievements in history and discrimination. You know, talk about Martin Luther King. You don't need to teach critical race theory. And above all, for Christians, religious left Christians, you want to stop discrimination? Just do what Jesus did. Right. And you don't need to read something with a Marxist based framework. You know, Marx was a racist. Right. Jesus was not. You know, do what Jesus would do.
OK, wait. Why do you say Marx was a racist?
Well, he was. In fact, in my book, The Devil and Karl Marx, I have a lot on this. And, you know, Marx was an evolutionist who believed that black people were lower on the evolutionary scale than white people. He and Engels joked about this. Marx called his son-in-law, who was partly Cuban, in fact, who knows how much, but Marx, obsessed as he was with race, tried to deduce it with scientific accuracy and said that Paul was about 1/8 Negro blood, as Marx called it. And so for that, Marx called him Negrillo, or the gorilla.
Wow.
And in fact, you can look at letters between Marx and Engels written entirely in German and do a double take when you see the word N-I-G-G-E, you know, fill in the blank on the page. They use not the German translation for the word black or Negro. They use the American English racial epithet.
Wow.
The N-word.
Yeah.
Marx's wife, Jenny, used the N-word. They were very racist. Patrice Cullors, if she knew what Marx actually believed about black people, I guarantee you she wouldn't call herself a racist or a Marxist.
Interesting.
But she doesn't know this, Jerry, because she was raised in our public schools, in our universities, which means she learned nothing bad about Marx, only good things about Marx.
And bad things about America's founders. So sad.
That's right.
We have about
those are her racists, the founders, not Marx. Right.
We have about a minute left. You mentioned the Gettysburg Address, and in that, President Lincoln said, you know, as one nation under God, what we really need is a new birth of freedom. Why don't you end on a positive note, you know, what we need today? Get away from this Marxism garbage.
That's right. Well, and we need to teach people about the beauty of 1776 and the founders. And yeah, they weren't perfect, of course. Some of them had slaves. Jefferson did. George Washington did. John Adams did not, right? But they put in place a framework that would allow for all human beings to achieve life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And many of them wanted to end slavery in 1776, but they couldn't because they wouldn't have gotten a unanimous declaration for a war of independence against Britain. So we need to teach people about the importance of the founding, the good and the bad. We need to be focusing on the founders. We need to be focusing on Christ, the Bible, our Judeo-Christian values, you know, not the values of Marxism or communism.
All right, Paul, we're out of time, except enough time to give your website, and we'll give a plug for all your books, including The Devil and Karl Marx.
Well, thank you. Yeah, our website, it's at Grove City College, the Institute for Faith and Freedoms, and it's faithandfreedom.com. And I've written a bunch of books, which you can find at Amazon, including my book, The Devil and Karl Marx. And I'm a regular writer for the American Spectator, which is spectator.org.
And we'll post this Mansion Marxist article to this particular radio program. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
All right. Take care. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.